Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hallelujah. It is Sunday night, and I am your host tonight for Prophetic Grace Network. And this is Angela Joy from Georgia, and I'm happy to be a part of what God is doing in the earth through Prophetic Grace Network. And I hope you can hear me. I think I need to... I think I've got it now. So I'm so glad to see that we have callers and that you all are here to help me believe for the things that God wants to do in our life. You know, God truly wants to do some things in our life. And I just want to, you know, encourage you tonight to be ready to receive. Amen. Let's be ready to receive. And so we want to thank Prophet Randy Chandler for giving me the opportunity and you the opportunity to call in and be a part of what this ministry is doing in the earth. This ministry that God is raising up through the faithfulness of the man of God and those that have been called to come alongside him, as Moses had his hands held up by those two men who were assigned to help him in the ministry of the Lord. He has assigned those to Prophet Randy Chandler to do the same. There are those who are called to him to do the work of the Lord in the earth. And I'm glad that God has chosen me. And, you know, God chooses us to do things. We just have to be obedient to do it. So, thank God for some obedience on my part to do what God has called me to do. But anyway, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that we are able to share tonight with each other the fellowship, the communion of the Holy Spirit tonight. And praise God, it's an awesome thing, something we shouldn't take lightly, to be able to fellowship one with each other and to hold each other up in prayer, you know, because I get on here and I might be taking calls and, you know, God is showing me some things where I'm praying in a certain manner, but that doesn't, stop you from being a part. That doesn't make it null and void that you can't be a part of what God is doing with what God wants to do tonight. So I'm encouraging you to, you know, be a part of it. Pray for those who are on the line and believe with us with faith that it shall be done according to the will of God. And so I'm just excited tonight, as always. I'm just so happy to be a part of what God is doing. So we just pray for Prophet Randy Chandler, his family, wife Julie, and those who are called to be alongside him in this ministry. And God, we just give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise because we know you are God. You're God alone. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't switch up on us, God. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that tonight. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Hallelujah. And so I want to share a little bit with you all tonight. And before I get started, I'm just going to play a song to prepare the atmosphere for what God is doing. You know, I love worship. I love praise. You know, I love just setting the atmosphere and creating a place for God to come in and saturate us with his spirit and just creating a platform for him to come in and do some things. Hallelujah. You know, God wants to feel welcomed. I mean, he's not like the enemy that would try to intrude on us and push his way in. No, God's not like that. God is a gracious God. God, the Holy Spirit is not like that. The Holy Spirit, I heard somebody say one time before, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's a gentleman. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so I'm excited, you know, to know that God is going to be a hallelujah. I am excited that we are welcoming him in, and he's going to be in here because he knows he's invited and he knows he's welcomed, and we want him here. Hallelujah. So I'm going to play this song first. I'll come back, say a little bit, maybe play another song. But praise God. Glad you're here. And so just be blessed. Amen.
Looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes. Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything. 'Cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. Now I'm standing in confidence, with the strength of your faithfulness. And I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm
before, but it just touched a special place in my heart tonight concerning some things I want to say. Just so thankful for the scars. I noticed he said his scars and our scars. His scars paid the price for our scars even before we had them. Hallelujah. Even before the foundation of the earth, his scars paid the price for our scars, that we will walk in victory
even if we feel like we're not walking in victory, keep in mind the price for our scars, that we can walk in victory to help somebody else know that the price has already been paid for their scars. You know, that just really got to my heart right there. You know, we were broken and we were messed up. But my brokenness brought me to Jesus, because if I had had it all together, what would I have needed him for? So my brokenness, my scars, my pain, my suffering didn't compare to his suffering and his pain, but it brought me to him. It broke me, and it let me know I needed a savior. I needed a way out. I needed a way to be healed. Don't think that you just come to Jesus and you keep your scars and you keep your pain. He came that you would be able to take that pain when you give it over to him. You don't have to walk around broken anymore, because he's already taken care of it on the cross. And I'll always be able, another part of the song you said, I'll always be able to tell who you are. Why? Because of what you've done for me. I can tell. I don't have to worry about trying to find somebody else's story. I've got my own story. My story is I understand that Jesus did it for me. He did it for you, and it works. Hallelujah. It's not a guesswork type thing. It's a thing that's finished. You know, when he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. He didn't just get up on that cross just so that people could say, oh, look at Jesus. He's up on the cross, and he died. No, that's not what he got up there for. It is finished on the cross. We need to know that when he got on the cross and he said those words, it's finished, that means you're complete in him. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. Your brokenness, your scars, his scars took care of your scars. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I can feel the presence of God already. It's already a taken care of deal. How about that? Praise you, Jesus. Well, with all of that, I'm coming back to what I felt like the Lord really wanted me to say tonight. But, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the angelic hosts that are involved with ministering to them, even as the word of God goes through the airways tonight, God. We just thank you. Hallelujah. I just wanted to say a few things about some things that I think might really minister to you all tonight. You know, I've gone through so many seasons, as I'm sure you have, in my life. And, I know that God is preparing a way out for so many things that, you know, I've been dealing with. And I know he's prepared things for me. And I've gotten word over word, and I know you say, wow, you know, we keep getting this word, you know, and we want to see these things come to pass. And, you know, hey, that's nothing wrong with that, because we want to see that. We desire. By faith, we will receive. And so I was thinking about some things, and yesterday, you know, usually when I'm usually busy on the weekends with the grandkids, and especially, you know, on the weekends, because now I'm off every weekend. And so as far as, but I have to do everything that I don't get to do during the week on the weekends, because my hours are so strange during the week. You know, I don't go to bed usually until 3 a.m. every day. And so I get up late. But anyway, this weekend, you know, God freed me up. I didn't have, you know, the grandkids. I didn't have, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that I needed to do. I pretty much had gotten it sorted out in the earlier part of the week. And so, you know, I had gotten some things taken care of, and then my weekend came. Well, my grandkids, they have a phone that I'm not really happy about, but in their situation, they really have to need some way of contacting people. So I tried reaching them. I guess their mom didn't put money, you know, to put, you know, time on the phone or whatever. I don't know. So I called both phones. Nobody answered. And I was like, okay, God. And the Holy Spirit, I felt the Holy Spirit spoke to me, says, it's okay. It is well. You know, I'm one of those kind of people that I feel like I got to run around and put out all the fires sometimes, especially when it comes to my family. I'm very involved with my children, my grandchildren, and I want to make sure that I'm living up to the position that God has called me to be as a mother and as a grandmother. So I'm very involved with making sure, you know, things are in place for them. I mean, I'm all over the place. You know, even if I'm tired, I just find the energy somehow to get in there and do what's necessary. And so, but I didn't get them. And usually I'm like, okay, I got to go find them. I'm going to make sure everything's in place. And I really felt the Holy Spirit said to me, no, not this weekend. You know, and I had a peace. It's like, you don't need to go check on them and you don't need to run over here and do, I'm freeing you up this weekend. I want to talk to you. Glory be to God. How many know when God says he wants to talk to you, you better be listening? It's like that old commercial we used to hear say, when E.F. Hutton speaks, you better listen, okay? Everybody stop. They kind of like, you know, in the commercial, they kind of look like, oh, wow, you know, E.F. Hutton's got something to say. Well, my God had something to say to me this weekend. And so he was like, no, I don't want any interruptions. I want it to be me and you, our time. Hallelujah. How many know that when God says he wants time with you, you better make sure you got the time? So anyway, you know, I was in the house, and of course I had things I needed to do in the house. So I was cleaning, and it was I had music. I always have music just blaring all through the house, you know, worship music. And so I did that for several hours. And then it was like God says, okay, cut it off. I got to talk to you. Like, okay, you know, it's like when you call to the principal's office and they're like, okay, you know, I need to talk to you. And I was like, I've been praying about so many things and concerning things that I feel like, you know, the Lord has said to me and has used, you know, Prophet Randy to say things and other people to say things. And so I was like, okay. And it was like the Lord, you know, a sense that the Spirit of the Lord was saying to me, are you ready for these things? I was like, oh, my God, yes, Lord. Are you ready? Are you really ready to receive the things that you've been praying for, that you've been asking for? Have you made preparation? Have you made preparation? Have you made place for them? And I really had to look at my life, and I had to really look at my situations and the things going on in my life and the things that I do. And I had to honestly say, no, Lord, I haven't prepared to receive some of the things that I know you want to bring my way. And he says, well, that's part of the issue why you haven't received them yet, because I have watched you. And you have not prepared to receive the things that I want to bring into your life. And some things are going to be just simple things like throwing away things you don't need anymore. Clutter. Things that are cluttering up your life. Now, I'm going to get it straight, y'all. I'm not a hoarder. So I don't have, you know, boxes of stuff up to the ceiling. That's not me. We're not going to bring that into this. But I like to hold on to things. And I like to, you know, cherish the memories of things. And because of that, I do have things, you know. And he spoke to me specifically about some areas of my life in my house. You know, I said I will bring this. Is that going in here? You need to make space for that other thing to come. You know, so he really began to deal with me about how much have I prepared to receive what he wants to bring to me, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Have you made room for it in your life? Or is it cluttered up, the space that God wants to free up? Is it cluttered up with worry? Is it cluttered up with doubt? Is it cluttered up with material possessions that don't even serve a purpose anymore? Is it cluttered up with things that draw you away from God when he says, come and sit at my feet? Is it cluttered up with things of being busy just for the sake of being busy because you've got some time to be busy. Those things, time and space. And God says, free yourself up, and then I will begin to manifest the miraculous things that I have for you, that they will have a place to be in, and you have made room for them in your heart, in your mind. Have you made ready? Have you made room? Have you prepared a place? Even Jesus said he was going to the Father. He made ready. He prepared. He says, I will prepare a place for you. Jesus has prepared a place for us, for him, and the things that he wants to bring into our lives. Is our life cluttered for the sake of being cluttered with things that we haven't learned to turn over to God? Like even with my grandchildren, it's like, okay, let them go. You know, they're taking up, you know, I know you love them, but you got to trust me with them. You got to trust that I'm God and that I'm faithful and that you don't have to be the Holy Ghost to them. You don't have to be God to them. You just let me be God to them, and you will clear up space for me to come in there and direct you when and where and what you're supposed to do, and not doing it out of your own strength and your own flesh, because that won't accomplish anything. More than anything, you might end up being more frustrated than you were before. So I just felt led to say that tonight. I have some scriptures that I want to just give out to you, and I'm going to give them to you in just a little bit. But I'm going to declare before I even get them, give these to you and share these with you, that you have the victory, that God somehow has come in and he has enlightened you to some things. And as this plays, you know, and even before, meditate on the things that God has pricked your heart with tonight that said, yes, that's enough. Oh, no, you don't need to do that. Oh, no, that's for me to handle. Oh, you don't have to run over there to do that. Oh, you need to clean that out because I'm trying to bring something, somebody, where that, how are you going to fit them into your life if it's all cluttered up, you know, your brain, your mind, your thoughts, all cluttered up, preoccupied, my God. So tonight, Lord, I just pray a prayer over the people of God, the airways. Lord, I think that, thank you, Lord, that the angelic host is involved with ministering to them and clearing a path for them to receive the understanding of what God wants to speak tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you're causing them to have a desire to have more of you than more of other things and other people and other places that they feel like they need to go. Lord, I thank you that you're satisfying hearts and minds tonight to know that you are enough and you are God, and any void that we ever have or would have already filled up when we take you in. So, Lord, I thank you tonight for your people. I thank you, Lord, that we will shout the victory. We will shout the victory of what God is doing, is about to do, and will forever do, and has already done, that we can walk boldly into the throne room of grace and lay it at his feet and leave it there. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I welcome the ministry of the heavenly host. Lord, I thank you for the cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on to say, you can do it. You can make it. You can have what God says you can have. Follow the word of God. Be obedient and be faithful. Be steadfast, unmovable, forever abounding, in season, out of season. He doesn't change. He's God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to play this, and I'm going to come back and share a little bit more but we're going to see the victory. Hallelujah. We got the victory now.
Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the see you.
it says, all things are working together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You got to know that no matter what it looks like, it's working out. But you got to be prepared to receive what God has for you. You know, if you don't prepare, you won't know how to handle it once you get it. Hallelujah. I remember somebody, maybe it was this week I heard somebody mentioning, maybe it was Prophet Randy about, you know how people win this money with the lottery? You know, this stuff, you know, they win all this money, and usually it just goes right through their hands because what? They're not prepared mentally, emotionally, or any other kind of way to really hold on to that money most of the time. You know, there are some people who keep it. Bye. Had to say bye to my son. I'm on the radio. He's going out of town. So let's just pray for him. We just pray for safety as he travels to Wisconsin. That is Jonathan. Believing God is preparing a way for him to get what God has for him. I pray he's prepared to receive what God has for him. So he just said, bye, Ma. Praise you, Jesus. So y'all lift up Jonathan Ezra. I prayed for him when he was in my womb. I prayed for him before he got there. And I believe in spite of what the enemy has tried to do, he's going to reach his destiny that God has for him right on time. Hallelujah. So he's headed to Wisconsin. You all pray for him. Hallelujah. So anyway, we need to know that we have to be prepared to receive what God's bringing our way so we can handle it the way God wants us to handle it. You know, it's like giving a baby a car. Do you think the baby knows how to drive a car? That's like putting that baby in risk and danger because it's not prepared to use that vehicle. So we got to know that we've got to be prepared to have possession and hold possession and operate with God's direction and his wisdom when we get this thing that we've been praying about. Hallelujah. So praise God. Know that you've got to prepare because if you don't, you won't know how to handle it when you get it. And it can be a danger for you more than a blessing. So that's why God wants us to prepare for some things. He wants us to know that when this thing comes, hey, I know how to handle it. You know, maybe some of you all are praying for spouses. You've got to know that you've got to be prepared for a spouse. You've got to know how to treat that spouse when God brings that spouse, how to talk to them, how to communicate, how to walk through life with them, how to solve things that come up together, you know, as a couple. You got to know, have you made room in your house? You know, if maybe they're going to be living in your home or you're living in, but have you prepared even for a transition? Because if you haven't, it's going to be a whole lot of chaos. It's going to be unnecessary because you didn't prepare for it. Hallelujah. You praying, make sure you preparing. Hallelujah. Preparing. Pray, prepare. They both starts with P's. So that way you can kind of remember that one. You know, pray, prepare for what God wants to bring. So anyway, I just want to share a few scriptures with you, you know, so that you can kind of like, and then you can go through the word of God and just ask God, God, how do you want me to prepare for this situation? I know you said you're bringing it. I know you said, you know, this is going to be a blessing for me, and you want me to have it. But God, help me prepare to receive it and handle it with care the way you would want me to. You know, in Hebrews 11:7, it says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, hey, this is by faith. These things are coming. By faith, you pray. But even with Noah, he built this ark by faith, and he had the faith to do it when it looked like nothing was going on, and folks thought he was crazy because they didn't even know what rain was. So that's how we got to prepare. We've got to prepare, even when it looks like it's a crazy thing to do, we got to do it because God told us to do this to prepare for what he was bringing our way. Prepare. If you go to John, let's see, I'm going to put it in here. I just want to make sure I got all these right. And the next one I want to kind of share or give to you is John. Let's see, which one was that? It was John 9:4. And John 9:4 in the NIV says that as long as it was day, as long as it is day in the NIV, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. You know, while we have the day, the time to do it, you know, we've got to know that the work has to be done, preparation has to be made before we actually get what it is we're believing God to do. Hallelujah. And then I looked at, see, that was the second one. Let's look at had a couple more. As I was saying with Noah, you know, he had faith to believe, even though he could not receive, he couldn't see what God was bringing his way. He had to know by faith that if God said it, it shall be done. Hallelujah. You know, faith plays an important part in what we get from God. We have to have the faith to believe. So we having the faith to believe, God wants us to make sure that we have this thing prepared, a preparation has been made for this. And then, you know, of course, Ephesians 6:16 says, in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. When the enemy comes to your mind and he tries to tell you, you don't need to believe what God is saying. You don't need to believe what the man of God has spoken. You don't have to believe what you know God is telling you to do. But you can take up the shield of faith. And when those lying darts from the enemy start to invade your mind, use your faith to extinguish every fiery lie, every arrow from the evil one that's trying to make you think otherwise than what God will want you to think. Have the mind of Christ to believe and know that God said it. It will be so. Hallelujah. He wants me to prosper. He wants me to be in health, even as my soul prospers. And he knows, and when we pray to believe and believe that God will send us what we need when we need it, and that it's not coming as harm, but as a blessing. That means that God understands we prepared for that thing already. We prepared our hearts and our minds to receive what God has for us. And then, you know, 1 Peter, it talks about hope. You know, I think it's 1:13. I've jotted a few things down. And then we're going to move on. Therefore, with the mind that are alert, how many are alert? You are alert. You know, you're not sleeping on the job. God is telling you to do some stuff, and you sober-minded. Hallelujah. You are alert. It says, therefore, with the minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. This talks about having a sober mind. You know, even with the coming of Christ, we've got to know what the word says about that and stand on it and know that he is coming, and that also what we need to receive for him, it's coming. We've got to have a mind that is alert and sober, set on hope that the grace that God has given us, it will cause that thing to come into fruition. How many are prepared mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, to receive what you've been asking God for? God wants you to prepare to receive the blessings. And I felt like the Lord spoke to me. He said, and as soon as you do that, you can expect change to happen. And I tell you, I got in my house, and I got to doing some stuff. And let me tell you, praise you, Jesus. Even as my son tonight has walked out the door to drive to, you know, Wisconsin, all the way from Georgia with someone else that he's going to be working with. Do you know that happened on the very day that I said, which was yesterday, that, Lord, I release him, and I'm not going to, you know, just feel like I've got to be there like mama looking, you know, because he's a grown man, you know, looking over everything, you know, and I don't anymore. I've learned not to do that, but I still, you know, it's got like, just believe that I've got some things for him, and I, no matter where I take him, know that I'm watching over him. And so yesterday, as I was in this whole, like, maybe 6 hours or so, excuse me, talking with the Lord and listening to the Lord, he came in and he said, Ma, I've got a contract to work on, and it's going to take me to Wisconsin. I was like, wow, God, you sure didn't move fast. Because he's been needing a job. And it's like, okay. And I had said just previously, Lord, I release him. You know, there's some situations that happened recently, and I was like, Lord, I can't carry the weight for him. You know, what good is that going to do? I've got to know that you will intervene and you will handle everything that concerns him, concerns me, Lord, because I'm in covenant relationship with you. And I'm telling you, people, before the day was over, he came in and said, Ma, I'm headed to Wisconsin. And I was like, Lord, you move fast. And it was almost like God is saying, I'm clearing a way, you know, because he's been here with me. And I know God is doing something in my life. And it's almost like he's clearing the path that I, once I said, Lord, I will prepare for the blessings. And he began, and I will release things so that you can bring the blessings. And as quickly as I did it, you all just heard me say goodbye to him. You know, as he, you know, see you later. We won't say goodbye, but see you later, you know. Watch your words. And God moved just that quick. I'm just encouraging you all tonight. You've been believing God for something. Have a mindset of preparation. You know that God, he is faithful, and he wants to give you the desires of your heart. He wants to bless you. But we got to make room for the blessings. We're not going to be hoarders. You know, you see that show, The Hoarders, you know, these people who have, you know, stuff piled up in their house all the way to the ceiling. I mean, I knew a lady who in the last days of her life, you know, they had a problem going in there. You know, I knew her personally, going in there, getting her out. And when they went in there, and her daughter had, I don't know how often she would visit, but another person had not visited her in a long time. And they went in that house, and, you know, you could hardly get in there. And she had brand new stuff that she was just buying and stacking up and stacking up till it was all the way in the ceiling in every room. Well, God says it's time to clean house spiritually. We could be spiritually hoarding. Well, we got stuff stacked all the way up to the ceiling when God says, move it out. Because I'm ready to move in. I'm ready to move in your blessings. I'm ready to open, you know, some doors for you, so that you can have some stuff coming in and some people coming into your life that I've predestined to be there, that I've ordained to be there, but I can't get them up in there because you've been hoarding. You've got all this other stuff. And I told you it was time to let go of those old mindsets, those old ways of thinking, relationships that you're still trying to hold on to, that God says, I set you free. Don't you go back up in Egypt no more. You still want it. You're hoarding. My God, spiritually hoarding the things that God has already told you to get rid of. That's where I was, y'all. I wasn't exactly a hoarder, but I had some stuff spiritually in my life that I needed to let go. There's another story that goes along with that, but I'm going to tell, I'll probably share it another time. But God showed me this week, I mean yesterday, a series of things that had happened. You know, he took me through them again, and he says, now I'm closing the door. This is the end of that chapter. Now there's room. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for the people of God that are listening. We thank you for the people of God that will be touched by this word and even might share it with somebody else to encourage them to change the way that they're looking at their situation and the way they're living their life, that they will open up a way for God to come in and bring what he says he needs to bring into you for your deliverance. Lord, I pray that the airways My God, are open that this will go forth and will bring healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. We give you the glory. Hallelujah, God. We give you the praise. Well, hallelujah tonight, y'all. I hope you were blessed by that. Lord, I was blessed by that yesterday as the Lord ministered to me, you know, for hours, like about 6 hours. I mean, I played music for about 3, and then I got before the Lord and just listened to him talk to me all day for about 6, and as he told me certain things, and sometimes you just have to, he cleared up my Saturday. You know, usually I'm running around doing all kinds of stuff, trying to catch up, grandkids here, picking up one there, taking them over here, they're hanging out here, you know, running through that, you know. God says, not this Saturday. I want you to myself. Hallelujah. So sometimes y'all going to have to just say, no, I can't do it today. I got to spend time with my Lord. I got to be like Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and not like Martha running around trying to make sure preparation is made and then going to tell Jesus, you know, about it. Glory be to God. Well, praise you, Jesus. I'm going to start taking calls. Y'all just pray with me tonight that God just really ministers to his people. It's not, hey, I'm just here. I'm just here. It ain't really doesn't have much to do with me. I'm just here, y'all. But I just pray that that y'all are praying to believe that Jesus is going to minister to his people. The Father's, Abba's here tonight. Abba's going to minister. Hallelujah. And Jesus, the Son, already paid the price so you can get what it is you need. So I'm going here to, thank you, Lord, 251, hold on a second. Get my little pen here. All right, so we've got 251-342. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hello, Latrice from Alabama. Praise you, Jesus. And while I got you, let me mention his phone number, Latrice, before I forget. I forgot to tell people, if you're listening by computer, you want to call in and be prayed for or have me stand in agreement, it's 319-527-6027. That's 319-527-6027. And also, if you're listening and you want to maybe text and you don't know how, you know, you're new or something, you can text at 214-505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. Praise you, Jesus. All right, Latrice, well, I'm so happy to have you with me online tonight.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Amen. I'm just having a good time tonight, Latrice. What can I say? You know, when you're with the people of God and, you know, it's just good vibes, you know? Hey, good vibes.
Yeah.
You know? Good vibes. Hallelujah. Well, as I was talking, Latrice, I just saw, you know, I saw fire, you know, nothing that's harming. It was just fire. And, you know, as I'm beginning to talk, I feel like the Lord is releasing as I speak, refining fire, and burning off any unnecessary things that have hindered you receiving what God has for you. Just a fire, you know, the fire refines. As I was saying, you know, earlier about how we have things, you know, in our lives, and sometimes we have things attached to us that we don't even understand, you know, how they're there, why they're there, or we didn't invite them there. But, you know, through life, sometimes we have stuff that's on us, and it's almost like God is refining you or wants to refine you, because that's what I'm picking up when I say the fires. It's almost like a refining fire, Latrice, so that he can refine you and that he can sharpen you and that he can help you to be everything that he's called you to be with unnecessary attachments removed. Hallelujah. So, God, we just thank you tonight for the refining fire of the Holy spirit just invade Latrice's life. Hallelujah. The refining fire will invade and cause things that don't need to be there, occupying space, to drop off in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Things to do. She's got people to see. She's got places to go. And she doesn't need any unnecessary weights that will hinder the movement of the Holy Spirit in her life.
So we just give you glory.
We just give you honor for the fire. The fire.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, glory be to God. The fire of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Lord, I even believe as the fire refines, it'll be things that will clear up, you know, because, you know, fire burns up. You know, when people want to clear land or they want to make a path and they want to get over to the other side, they clear land so that they can move on into new territory. We thank you, Lord, for the refining, causing her to move into new territory, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Move into new territories, Latrice. Move when God says move into new territories.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he's just fire on you. It's not just refining you, but everything that you come up to is going to clear the way for you to move into place where God has called you to be. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the fire of God. My God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. My God, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
So is there a particular prayer request you have?
I do. Would ask that you agree with me as touching regarding I need to do some testing this week for my classes. And I'm believing, God, that he'll bring things back to my remembrance.
Amen.
So I come on up and come out of this in Jesus' name and be about his business.
Amen.
Know that he can, and he's well able.
Yes, he is. He is well able. And Latrice, just take that prayer that we just prayed.
Amen.
And we just thank you, Lord, that, you know, even that will clear the path, as Latrice has just said, to take her places that she needs to go. She needs to this path clear so she can go ahead and take these tests. She can go ahead and move on into the next territory that you called her to go to. But you know, God, that she's got to go through this test. You know, these tests, these places that she has to go to get to where you're taking her. So we pray, God, that that word will burn off and clear the path for her to go on to where you've destined her to be, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But you
Amen.
Just confess, I believe, Latrice, just say, the fire has cleared the way. Ha! Glory be to God.
Cleared the way, Lord. Yes, sir.
The fire has cleared. It's burned the bush. What do you call it? The bush, the land, or whatever. It's cleared a path. My God, we just thank you for the fire. Clearing the path for her to go on.
Glory.
To where God has said her blessing is. She's making room. She's, Latrice, you are prepared. You prepared to go on into another place. You've been
thank
preparing.
You.
You've made room. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. To elevate you according to the way he wants to elevate you. So we thank you, Lord, for that, for clearing the path in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, I thank
you, too.
It is. And you know what? I'm happy to be here tonight. You know, it's just I don't know. I just feel the joy of the Lord just bubbling up on the inside of me.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Right. So, anything else?
Yes, keep my kids uplifted in prayer.
Okay.
My son Lamont and James
okay.
Joel and my daughter Brittany.
So it's Lamont and who now?
I'm sorry.
I got Lamont. What were the other names?
James,
uh-huh.
Joel, and Brittany.
Uh-huh. And Brittany.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So Lamont, James, Joel, and Brittany. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we just lift them up. Lord, you heard those names, and everybody else on the line heard those names. So, hey.
Thank the Lord.
I'm giving y'all an assignment tonight. We're going to lift up these names. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got an assignment tonight. You know how some people be in class retreats, and, you know, they just kind of like sitting back in the back, you know, just kind of like, okay, then all the people get all the, you know, questions and, you know. No, we participate. This is participatory ministry tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't hate participate.
All right. All right. Well, praise God.
Thank you so much. I'm making notes tonight.
I get real busy sometimes
Amen.
During the week, but I'm making notes
yeah.
tonight. So I'm going to try to remember these prayer requests during the week. And writing it down, and as the Lord leads, I will be calling out some stuff during the week that we talk about tonight. Amen.
Amen.
God is a good God. Hallelujah.
All
right,
well, Lori,
thank you so much for calling in. Always
thank
a pleasure.
You, love. Enjoy.
All right, love you. All right, good
love
night.
You. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. I think I'm going to try to move quickly tonight because, well, I'm not gonna even say that. I'm gonna move according to the movement of God. How about that? We're gonna try to get some callers in. Hopefully most of them or everybody, because we've got quite a few callers on here tonight. All right, we're going to 405-250. And who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Lucretia from Oklahoma.
Hello.
How are
Lucretia
you doing?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. Lucretia from Oklahoma.
Yes.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we just thank you, Father God, for Lucretia calling in from Oklahoma. I don't know. I know I've talked to you before, Lucretia. But, I mean,
yes.
as I... Jesus. As I was saying your name and where you were from, this song, I know I've known that you called from Oklahoma, but it just popped up in my spirit. Home on the range. Hallelujah. Home on the range. Glory be to God. And I don't know. I'm just believing. I don't know what God is saying with that. But, you know, when I think about home on the range, it's like I just look out. I see, you know, just peacefulness and, you know, just tranquility. And I see, you know, a beautiful pasture, and I see a home, and I see peace, and I see, you know, the blessings of God. And, you know, so, Lord, I just speak that over Lucretia tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you will give her those things in abundance. And, God, that she will have the tranquility that's equivalent to home on the range. Because when I think about home on the range, I think, man, I'm going to kick back over here. I'm going to enjoy some life. I'm going to have some stuff. And it's not going to have me, but I'm going to have the peace of God to enjoy it. And I am going to be home on the range. I'm going to be hanging out in the place that God has blessed me with, whether it be spiritually, physically, emotionally, a place that God has prepared for me. So, Lord, I thank
yes.
you tonight that Lucretia will hang out like home on the range, spiritually, emotionally, and even physically in her mindset, Lord, even to
yes.
be at peace. And she will have the tranquility. And my God, you know, something else just came to me with that. And, you know, because I saw a whole lot of, you know, space available around the home on the range, hallelujah, which means that
hallelujah.
There's some stuff that can come in there and take up, you know, there's plenty of land for you to put another thing over here and another thing over there, and you still have the peace and tranquility of God because there's space and there's a place prepared for more to come. It's not just you all cluttered up. No, you home on the range with a whole range full of stuff available. You know, you got stuff that can come on there and be a blessing and a benefit. So, Lord, we call forth those things in the name of Jesus.
They will have a set place
for her in that place that God has prepared for her. And it won't be as a weight or a burden, but there will be plenty of space, and she'll enjoy the extra stuff that God has prepared to bring on the range for her to have. We just give you the glory for it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Woo! I receive that.
Amen. That was pretty unusual.
Yes.
My
the interesting
Lord,
thing, I
just never
calling.
Know. Huh?
No, I was just like, I thank God for that because I was calling to ask, you know, for prayer for peace again. And from listening to the message, I was like, well, Lord, show me what I need to free up. Because I'm like, I don't know what else I need to free up. And you just said, hey, there is space.
Corey.
That's what I was
calling
for.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Right. That answered my question and my prayer. And just like, I remember calling you last time because I was the one, you was like, you seen a big red dot on a map and it's beeping. And I was like, God, I still don't want to miss the mark. Like, where is it? Because so much is going on. I don't want to miss it. Guide me to it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you were talking some other stuff about, like, because I saw the dot, but I wasn't really sure whether, like, it was a location of where you're going or where you are at. It was like, I just saw it. I saw it, and I didn't, but it was connected to you. But I didn't know if it meant where you were going or where you're located now. And I think you said a few things about where you are right now. But anyway, praise God for the word tonight as far as, you know, hey, there's room for more, Lucretia.
Yes. Amen.
There's
That's
room
right
for
right
more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't see, hey. Patricia, I didn't see any urban city with high rises that close together. No, this was where there was no room for nothing. But no, you had plenty of space, my dear. Plenty.
Amen.
And it was
praise God.
Peaceful, and it was tranquility, and you know, just greenness and lushness, and you know, hey. I'll take that any day. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes, that's exactly what I need. God, I need peace and abundance right now.
Amen. Well, we just call it forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anything in particular, Lucretia, you want to pray about?
Prayer for my children, both my sons, and just direction for my job. I mean, God knows I didn't went to him so many times about my job. I just need peace right now and strength. But both my sons, I just, you know, just
what are
you
the
know,
names?
Want God to just continue to keep them. Carrie and Autumn.
Carrie and Autumn.
Yes.
And
like
and you have two sons. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we will, like I said tonight, I just felt led of the Lord to just like try to. I'm got a pad and I'm putting, you know. Some information down so that I look at it during the week. I get kind of sidetracked, but you know, a part of what God is doing with me is that he's calling me back to some kind of structure, you know, and that's why things sometimes had gotten so chaotic with, you know, not attending to the things that I need to attend to. And it just starts to pile up. And so he's causing me to try to get structured more. In a sense, to prepare. You know, there has to be, you know, God's not going to just want to bring stuff up into chaos. You know what I mean? He wants it to be a structure. And so it was like, look, Lord, and so this is going to help me become a little bit more, you know, applying discipline to my life. That, okay, I have this. And, you know, in a season of my life, I feel like the Lord said, it's okay. I'm always been kind of a, I don't know what kind of person. I'm just very different. You know, my whole life, everything that I've done, pretty much, you know, things I had to do that were structured, of course. But, you know, I didn't have any problem. You know, I had a 9-to-5 job. And now I have a 3:30 in the afternoon to, like, 2 a.m. in the morning job. But, you know, mm-hmm. I'm pretty good with that kind of stuff. But just me, just my own personal stuff, sometimes I just seem to be scattered. So it's almost like God said, you know, get a little more disciplined. Let me see some stuff. I want to work with you, you know, and so I can bring you some stuff. I've been just, you know, I've just been, like, chomping at the bit trying to bring you some stuff, but I don't know if you have a place to put it.
Right.
Right. Or you wouldn't even know how to handle it once I gave it to you, you know? So I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. God, I'm going to show you. I'm going to handle this thing when you bring it to me, and God, you know what I'm believing for. Praise God. He knows what I'm believing for. So I'm like, okay,
yes.
God. Yeah. So when you know what God wants to bring to you, and you know what's necessary to have that thing in your life, prepare a place for it. You know, like
yes.
I said earlier, you're looking for a spouse, and you know what? Hey, you better make sure you got some stuff. You know how to handle some stuff. You know, you praying for a spouse. You know, hey, by faith, clear a space in your closet. Maybe it's some clothes that you don't have, like me. I'm gonna tell myself, I've got clothes that are like new. Okay, let's say I bought them a size smaller to try to get in them, but I never did. Oh, they're holding up space in the closet. Take that stuff down to Salvation Army or Goodwill or bless your neighbor across the street. Clear up that closet for that husband you believing for or that wife you believing for. Make room. Well,
yes.
I won't have them staying in my house anyway. It doesn't matter where they stay, but show God that you're making a place available for them in your life.
Yes, I've been waiting on that too.
Well, by faith, Noah built the ark when people didn't even know what rain was. And guess what? The rain came, and he was saved, and the others drowned. He and his household, they were saved. Why? Because by faith, he was obedient. God said, he told me, you know, I got to see how much you're going to obey, you know, me when it sounds crazy. When I tell you to do something that I know you need to do because I'm trying to bring you a blessing, and just like Noah, folks thought he was crazy. Oh, look at that crazy man out there building. No, we don't even know what it is he's building. And then he's talking about rain. What does he mean, rain? Well, we got to do some stuff sometimes that people will be like, well, why are they doing that? Why? Because God told me to do it. And then look at me later when I get my blessing.
That's right. That's right.
Just
look
take
at me
a look
now.
At it when you thought I was crazy, but you see it rolling up in my driveway. How about that? Or how about when I got another driveway that's double the size of the driveway I already had because I believed by faith I was going to get it. And I did some crazy stuff that looked crazy in the natural, but God did it. Ha! Glory be to God.
Yes.
I'm getting all fired up.
Jesus. Amen. Hey, I'm in agreement.
Amen.
Hey, you're right.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, Lucretia. Well, I'm so glad you called in, and we will.
Thank you.
I'm making notes, so I will be. And tonight, hey, I put y'all on an assignment. We got names being called out tonight for these young men. We got Carrie and we got Autumn. We need to pray that God's will be done. We don't have to even know no particulars about this. All we need to pray through the week when Carrie and Autumn's name pops up, we need to say, God, let your will be done.
Will be done.
Lives.
Hallelujah.
For the glory
of
God. That's all we got to say. I bet you we got everybody calling everybody's name out during the week. The devil's going to pick up his bags and run in another direction because he say, oh, it's too much ammunition coming up up in here.
Yes.
Woo.
In
glory.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Lucretia, thank you,
I'm
going
to let you go unless you got something else.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
All right. You're welcome, and God bless. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. So, yeah, and she said her job, too, so I'm going to put that down there. Be praying about that job situation and her children. Hallelujah. All right, so we're going to go to next caller. And I'll say, too, I haven't gone all the way down the line to see if everybody, how many people have their hands up. But if you want prayer, just press 1. I forgot to say that. Press 1. It'll put up a little symbol, let me know that you would like to talk, and I'll bring you on. All right, so we're moving on down to, let's see. I'm going to try to be good tonight, y'all, and try to get as many people as I can on. Because usually now the lines are closing around 1, so I don't want anybody to drop off in the middle of them trying to tell me what they need to tell me. So I'm going to try to get y'all on here tonight. So I'm going to might be moving a little fast. And we still got good time. It's just 11:12 Eastern. All right, so let's go to 850764. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? 850, are you there? 764, 850-764, I'm calling your number. This is Angela Joy from Georgia. You know, I'm put a little mark here. They may have stepped away. And so we're going to just move on, and I'll try to come back. And hold on. So I've got 903-918. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Michelle from Texas. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You said, who is this? Michelle?
Michelle from Texas.
Michelle? Oh, hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God that you were able to call in tonight. And I'll just pray however the Lord leads me to pray, and then you can tell me if there's something in particular you want prayer about. So, Father God, we just lift up Michelle tonight. We just lift up her up because, Lord, we know that you have a way that's already been made for her. And, as I'm praying for you, Michelle, I just see, like, open territory. I just see, like, you know, just a clearness. It's almost like it was kind of different from when I was talking to Lucretia, but it's like, and you know, it was an open area for her, but this is a different type of something that I'm seeing for you. I see like just like, you know, like a blank sheet of paper. It's just clear. It's just clear. There's nothing on it. And it's almost as if it's like God is things up. And it's almost paper, it's almost like God is saying, I've cleared the sheet. I've cleared that. And so now it's time for you to write down and rewrite what it is that you want from me. You know, you got a blank sheet of paper. Just start writing your request by faith and believe to receive what God has for you. It's like you got a blank sheet. You got a blank sheet. You can fill it up, Michelle, with whatever your heart's desire is. God says, I'm giving you a blank sheet. Oh, glory be to God. A blank sheet, a clean sheet. You know, like, I don't know, like when people say you got a clean start, it's like a fresh start, something new. You've got a blank sheet that you can write and list the request of God, what you want God to do. And he is attentive. He's attentive to see what it is you're going to put. So it's almost like you just have a freeness, a clearness to go ahead and do and say what it is that you want God to do. And he is listening. He's giving you a blank sheet to just write it down and expect to receive the manifestation of what he wants to give you. So, Lord, we just thank you for Michelle tonight. I don't even know what's on her heart. I don't know what it is she's been asking God for, if she's been asking God for anything in particular. But it's almost like he's prepared a sheet for you to just list it and expect him to move on it. And so, Lord, I just thank you for that. I just give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Michelle, what's up?
Ooh, hallelujah. I got to catch my breath from up. Hallelujah.
Why you say that?
Because a blank sheet of paper that I can put anything that I want on it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what? And I sense to tell you, God, see, I've always had that before you. He just wants you to take advantage of it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of your relationship with God. Take advantage of your covenant with God. Take advantage of the fact that he's your father, that he's Abba. You're not some stray. Hallelujah. You are a blood-bought child of God. And when you come to Father, you can expect him to pay attention to what you got need of. Hallelujah. Because he's Abba. You're dear to him. He has a responsibility to those who are in covenant relationship with him. And he wants you to know you got it. You've got that blank sheet. You can come to Abba. You can lay it down there. You can put it on the sheet. You can lay it at his feet. And you can expect him to notice, to answer, and to pay attention and get the job done when you walk in faith, believing you'll receive everything you've asked for. Hallelujah. And I want to ask
Hallelujah.
You, have you ever felt that way before, that that's the kind of relationship that you've had, or that's the kind of relationship that you desire to have? What are your thoughts on that? I just want to ask you that.
Yes, there has been a time when I felt like that, but I've been just going through something here lately till I was just, I won't say I was doubting it, but my faith was being shaken. But I have been at that place when I know that anything that I asked for, he would give it to me.
And so he's calling you back. You know, and when I saw the blank sheet, and I'm going to tell y'all, you know, of course, you know, some of y'all probably listening, y'all operate in the prophetic as well. So, but it's almost like as I, you know, as you begin to talk, it's like God just starts to reveal more. And it was almost like I wanted to say to you, it was like he flipped the page. It's almost like I felt like the page was flipped. Like, and you just said it was like you were there before. And so it's almost like God just flipped the page for you to have a brand new page to start writing on. Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah.
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 I saw a sign today that said new beginning. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Won't he confirm his word? My God.
Yes. And it just stood out to me.
This
new beginning.
Woo! Glory be to God. Well, and as I was saying it, I didn't say it. And then when you just said about, you know, you've been there before, and he's done these things, and you believe it, and it was like, that brought me back to when I saw the blank sheet. It was almost like the page had been flipped to give you a brand new sheet to write on. Hallelujah. A new beginning. Praise you, Jesus. And I just want to say, y'all, you know, when God starts to confirm some things to you, you know, he will do it. I mean, you don't have to have, you know, it's almost like the other day. I was, you know, yesterday was Saturday. Well, Friday, I was, I don't know. What was the, somebody tell me, today's the 18th. Okay, so I've kind of been in this place with God, you know, and then yesterday, time, you know, as I said, with him. But then during the week, you know, God has been little by little just kind of drawing me to that place. And on, I had been praying about a particular thing, and as I was praying about it, the Lord says, okay, it's fine. That's fine. And he says, I'm going to let you know it's fine. And he gave me, okay, so it was on 7/14/21. Okay. So a friend of mine, I went out to dinner with her last night, and she was saying, wow, do you realize you had three sevens two times? And then I said, no. I said, because what happened was God said, now look up what seven means. What seven means, perfection or completeness. And so some things had happened that God was showing me, I'm bringing these things to an end in your life. And so he had spoken that to me. And then 7/14, when he spoke that to me, 7/14/21, you know, 3 times 7 is 21. And then I had 7/14, so that's 7, 7, 7, 7. So 3 sevens, and then again 3 sevens. And then when he spoke to me, it was like, he said, look at the time. It was 7/14. And I was like, oh, my gosh, the sevens again. So he was speaking to me, and then something happened to confirm to me that, yes, this is the end of that. If something happens to confirm the completeness and the fullness and the perfecting of that situation, and it's, you know, that's done. So, you know, pay attention, like what you said, you saw the sign New Beginning. Y'all pay attention to how God speaks to you. And when he speaks to you and confirms things, just give, just, I don't care, people looking around, I just, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, bless your name. Letting God know, I appreciate that you have, you know, done this, you've shown me this. So praise God, that just got me thinking about how God confirms things. You know, how you say you saw that sign, New Beginning, and then God spoke to you tonight, you know, with that, of a new start, a blank sheet. You write what you want. Hey, you've been there before. You know how to talk to your God. You know how to talk to Abba. You know how to get in place and prepare a place that will usher in the presence of God, that you can talk to him and you can listen and he can hear you and you can hear him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this just got me excited, Michelle. I'm already excited.
I'm excited, too. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, is there anything else you'd like us to pray about?
Yes, my family and I are going on a trip.
Uh-huh.
We're going on a trip this week, coming week, and I'm just praying for safe traveling, grace, and that everything will go well for us.
Okay. All right. So, Lord, we just lift up this trip, and we just thank you, Lord, for angelic host, you know, guiding, protecting, keeping the enemy at bay, and that she will, you know, are you going by yourself?
No, it's me and my daughters and my grandchildren.
Okay. Okay. Well, we thank you, Lord, for the protection over the family, her children, her daughters and grandchildren. We thank you for protection, and we thank you, Lord, for it just being a time of just enjoyment and just bonding, a time of enjoyment and bonding, and something that, you know, that they'll remember, the grandkids will remember, and they'll remember as with fond memories of how this trip went. And so, God, we just thank you for that, for the safety, and we give you the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So I'm going to write down here for the trip, and then you said something about your job, right?
No, not a job, just the trip. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking when you were saying something earlier, when you first got on, was there, you know, something else that you – how did I get the job? Must have been Lucretia had the job thing. Yeah, that's what it was. All right, so we have the trip. And we just believe God, y'all going to have a glorious time. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, Michelle. Glad you called in. And we'll talk again sometime later when I'm back on, maybe. All right. Have a great one.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night. Okay. So, got Michelle. All right, so let's go ahead and go to, let's see, where did I say I was going to go back to? Well, 850, I think they dropped off. So let's go to 240482. And
hello,
who am I speaking
with? This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Uh-oh, Valerie, you broke up a little bit. Valerie from North Carolina?
North, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you broke up a little bit.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for Valerie calling from North Carolina. And we just thank you, Lord, that you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just saw like a ruler. And then I heard the word faith. Hallelujah. And it's like God wants you to extend your faith and, you know, you know, it's almost like, okay, I have a ruler. So my ruler sticks out only maybe 12 inches. Like, you got a 12-inch ruler. All right. So it's like I sense that, you know, that ruler represents, like, the amount of faith, you know, a certain degree of faith. And I saw it like somebody sticking a ruler out. And it's like, you know, that 12 inches, you know, that's a distance of faith. And I feel like the Lord says extend the faith. It, like that ruler represents amount of faith that you've used concerning some things in your life. And it's almost like God says it's time to drop the ruler and have infinite faith. Not finite, but infinite. That it will go far beyond what even your natural man or your natural eye could ever see or your mind could ever even imagine. Drop the ruler. Drop the ruler. Don't measure. You know, the word of God says I give certain ones a measure of faith. You know, this one a measure. Mm-hmm. But God is calling you to just don't even measure it. Just use unlimited faith, because that's basically what he wants us to do. He wants us, you know, some people, they only can grab so much. You know what I'm saying? They got this measure. Mm-hmm. They got that measure. But God's saying, I believe the Lord is saying to you, Valerie, extend your faith. Don't measure it. Just extend it, and extend it as far out as you can't even imagine that it would. Believe God's imaginable, or the things that you would probably put a limit on God with. He said, drop the limit. Drop the limit. And believe me, for things that you probably couldn't even imagine. But now you're going to. Because there's nothing that he won't do. There's nothing that he can't do. He's not a God that has limits on him. His mercy, his grace, his love, the faith that we have, that he gives us, is limitless. Ha! Glory be to God. So use it. Use it to get the things that you know God wants you to have, for the things that God is calling you to, that you know that are in the recesses of your heart, that you believe God is and thought about but really not put much action to. It's a season for you, Valerie, to believe with a faith that cannot be measured. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
A faith that cannot be measured.
The things that you've thought about, the things that you've been believing for, some things that you've kind of kicked to the curb because you thought, oh, no, I don't think so. God says it's a season in your life now to just unshackle God and to let him have free reign in your life so you can go forth and do the things that he's called you to do, because your faith has been, you know, it's almost like you've measured it. No more. Don't do it. Don't do it. Let God do what it is he needs to do in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory. Anything in particular, Valerie, you like prayer for?
Yes, thank you for praying that. Wow. Extend my faith. Okay. it's very encouraging. And true. Okay. So I wanted to ask for prayer for two things. One, my kids are away for a month with their dad and their dad's family. So I just wanted to pray for protection over them, that the Lord would watch over them and keep them safe and just, you know, protect them from any ungodly influences, or, you know, just keep them safe while they're away. And
okay. Are they young?
Yes, they're six, eight, and 11.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
I also wanted to ask for prayer for my job, just for productivity and focus and just the ability to get caught up. It's just been it's just been kind of challenging with COVID and having the kids at home. And, you know, now I'm back at work full time, but I just, you know, want to take this time that where the kids aren't here to really try to get caught up and, you know, really just be able to focus on work.
Right.
I need to.
So you're still working now. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Father, first of all, we just lift up these children. And did you want to share their name, Valerie, or you choose not to?
Sure. It's Seth and Jonathan and Grace.
Oh, I love those names. Okay, Seth, Jonathan, and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Grace?
6.
I thought she was the youngest. Okay. All right, so praise God. Well, we just lift up Seth, Jonathan, and Grace. I don't know, I just got a warm feeling about Grace. I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know. I'm feeling something about Grace.
She's a very loving child. She has a temper.
Just feel this, like, you know, people say warm and fuzzy.
That's her. That's so fun. That is absolutely her.
I just felt warm and fuzzy when I said Grace. Oh, sweet Grace. Oh, Lord, we just lift up Seth and Jonathan and Grace. And, Lord, we just thank you for the angels that are attending them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for the angels that are watching over them. Lord, that Valerie's prayers have not gone in vain, and that her sending out prayers has caught the ears of the angels, and they're attending and watching over these young ones. And Lord, we just thank you that she will know that her prayers are being heard, and Lord, that they are being watched. They're being watched. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I shared earlier, and my kids aren't young like that anymore, but, you know, I still have that, like, I still want to watch. You know, I still want to make sure, you know, they're okay. You know, I've got grown, you know, Jonathan is 34, the one that just left, you know, and then I've got a 32, and then I've got a 27. He'll be 28 soon. But, you know, you know, it's that thing in us, you know, we just, you know, so God was telling me, you know, gotta let go, you know, but I can understand. And so, Lord, we just thank you that you have heard her prayer, and that there are angels that are attending them, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, and she can rest in you, knowing that they are cared for and you are watching and protecting. And Lord, we just lift up this job situation with productivity, that she will be able to get some stuff done, and that, you know, by the time the kids get back, Lord, she'll be feeling a lot more comfortable about, you know, doing her job, because some things, we just call some things done,
yes,
finished.
Lord Jesus.
Done. So that won't be extra on her when the kids, you know, get back. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We give you the glory and honor, Lord, because we know where our help comes from. Our help comes from you. And Lord, so we know that when we are in need of anything, you are the source. You are our help, and we can run to you. We don't even have to wait till a time of trouble. We come to you now, and we ask you in advance that these things be handled and taken care of, and that the peace of God rest heavily on her. Lord, that she will even get sweet sleep. Ha, glory be to God. The sweet sleep, the peace of God on her, that she can relax and rest in your bosom, Jesus. Lord, we just give you the glory. We thank you for all of this in advance, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know what it's like to work from home, because well, not till, so, well, I had my grandkids over for a little while, you know, during the summer off and on, like I said, and, you know, I started working at 3:30, but I work from home, and I got a dog, and then my son brought a dog, and so it's kind of stressful sometimes, but, you know, I kind of got my little area set up where, but these, you know, but yeah, it's a different environment when you're working from home, you know, it's just really so different.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we just thank God that he's working it out for you. You just walk with faith and, you know, be encouraged that God's got it. All right.
All right.
Is there
anything
else?
Thank you so much. Nope, that's it.
All right, Valerie. Well, thanks for calling, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. All right. Good night. Guys, let me get something to drink. I started drinking. Well, I used to do it before. Put lemons in water, and I had had lemon juice, and I put it in here. And I think I put too much. And somebody recently told me that, you know, it'll help you with allergies. You know, lemon. So I put enough in there. It should be doing something. Excuse me. I think I've not too much. All right, so let me go ahead and go to the next caller and see if I've got it. All right, so we're going to 754-240, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? Excuse me. 754-240. Are you on the line? Hello. This might be one I need to come back to. 754-240. All right. Well, I'm not getting any answer, so I'm going to put a little mark here to know to come back. And Lord, if they're sleeping, just even speak to them as they rest. Hallelujah. Let's go to 478.
2-3-4-7-8-2-3-3. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Janice from Georgia.
Yes, okay, that is a 478. I think I know where 478 is, where that's located. All right. Well, Janice, thank you for calling in tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for Janice from Georgia. I'm writing this down. I don't know. Janice from Georgia. Excuse me. I know I don't sound too good, but I'm fine, y'all. Just pray. I think I've got too much lemon in here. As I was saying your name, Janice, I heard the word proposition. I'm going to look that up because I know what it means, but I'm just going to look it up because I'm trying to put it. Okay. I'm going to try to put it in light of what I was thinking. Okay, proposition. Excuse me. Okay, it says a few meanings here. Let me see what one that came to me, how I want to say this. It suggested a statement of assertion that expresses a judgment or opinion. For example, proposition. That all men are created equal. Okay. All right. Proposition. To make a suggestion. Okay. All right. That's kind of like where I'm. Okay. I just felt heard the word proposition. And it's almost like it sounds a little strange, but it's almost like God says, you know, I feel like the Spirit of the Lord wants you to make a proposition or make a statement, express, be assertive about something that you are in desire of from the Lord. Make a proposition. You know, talk to him about it. You know, be assertive. It's almost like I sense, and I, when I first said the word proposition, I felt like, okay, I need to make this statement. I need to be firm with this statement. I need to assert my opinion about this thing. Excuse me. So it's almost like God is saying, okay, proposition him on some stuff. Let him know you're serious about some things that you want done in your life for the betterment of yourself and for others. It's like take a strong stand on it. And, you know, be willing to fight for it, you know, with the word. You know, it's almost like I see, like, you know, when God wanted to kill all the folk. And Moses like, no, God, don't kill these people, you know. And so God listened to what Moses had to say, you know, about, and he didn't kill him. Because, you know, Moses propositioned God on that. And God heard him. And it's almost like, I want to tell you, like, there's situations that you need to proposition God. It's like, God, you know, can you kind of just look at it, you know, in the way I see it and have it in my heart, God, you know, and give me insight on how to handle it. How do I need to pray about this? But God, please, you know, I'm standing in the gap for this. I'm standing in the gap for them. I'm making you a proposition, God. And so, Lord, I don't know what that means. I don't, you know, but I heard that word when I heard your name. Mm-hmm. And my mind went to how Moses stood, you know, for the people and asked God, you know, remember your God and remember, you know, what they going to say about you, God, when, you know, they don't say you killed off your folk. You know, what's up? You know, like, okay. So I don't know. But anyway, if you can make any sense out of that, what you got to say about that, Janice?
I don't get it.
Is there a situation that you've had heavy on your heart?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
So, yeah.
I think I was trying to, I don't think that what I was going to do would have been right for what I had in my mind today.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Maybe that's why I heard that word. You know, because that's kind of an unusual word. You know, the first thing I could think of was kind of like, you know, how, you know, Moses kind of stood between God and the people and, you know, offered up, you know, like some, oh God, you know, please, you know, don't do this, you know. I don't know, but if you've got something heavy on your heart and you've been talking to the Lord about it, you know, it's almost like I want to tell you, don't give up. That you know, be, and because part of the definition says assertion. So to be strong about what you're feeling, you know, stand position, stand your ground, you know, use the word, you know, mirror the Lord back to the word of God, you know. That's what he says. We can mirror him to his word. You said it in your word, God. This is what you would do. You said it in your word, God, that this is the way, you know, we can believe and stand in faith for things. This is what your word says, God, about this situation. This is what your word says about that situation. You can mirror the word, him back to the word. And that's part of the propositioning. Like, okay, God, you said this, but your word, I know what it says. You know, I'm asking you, And I'm reminding you, of course, God knows what his word says. He wants to know, do we know what his word says? Part of what we go through with this, it's almost like, you know, the teacher got the answer. He just want to see if the students know the answer. You know, the teacher is teaching. You know, the teacher is teaching. They've got, even if they don't know it just by their own, you know, intelligence, if it, you know, I've taught school and I've substituted. I taught at a prison for like 8 years. I used to do, well, let's see, 7 years, from 2007 to 2014. I worked at two prisons in Georgia as a teacher. I loved it. I mean, it was a ministry to me. I didn't have no problem at these prisons. I worked at the oldest prison in Georgia. And so, but anyway, you know, I had a workbook. I had a book that had answers. But even if I didn't know the answers myself, I had a book that knew the answers. And God's got the book, it's got the answers. But do we know the answers? We got the book. Have you studied the book? Did you read those scriptures? Do you know what that means? I know what it says, but do you know? So it's almost like God is challenging us sometimes. Let me see what you know. Okay, if I can see, and that's like with the teacher. I want to see what the student knows when, you know, that's why they give tests, so that they can see what the student knows. So when the student takes the test, well, let me see how much you know. Are you going to be able to pass the test? Or am I just wasting my time talking to you and, you know, you're not using the information that I've given you to get the answers to what you need. So it's almost like that with God. He's given us the answers in the book. It's not that he doesn't know it or he forgot what the book said. He just wants to know if we know what it said. Are we going to take, you know, the information that we've been given and use it to do what he's called us to do, to accomplish the things that he wants us to accomplish in our life by the word.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. He went all over here. I went all over the place. But so you understand what I'm saying. I feel like the Lord is saying, you know, just remind me of what word says. When you can show me in that my words say that, then I know that, you know what you're talking about, and that word becomes ammunition against the enemy.
Okay.
So if you've had some things in your heart and you've asked God about something, it's okay. Remind me in the word. What did I say? You know, what is it that you need? Is it written there that you can have it? All right, then. Go for it. Is it in my will? Do you think I desire to have you walk according to my will and get these things? Of course he does. Of course he does.
Okay.
So you can stand on his word, Janice. You can stand on his word. And you can believe that his word, it's not just there, just, you know, some black ink on white paper or even when it's in red. He wants us to use it with the spirit, in the spirit realm, to as weaponry against the enemy. And it can get the job done.
Okay.
And be assertive with it, Janice. Be assertive with it. No, let the devil know you know what you're talking about. Ah, now I think I just got the whole thing. You need to walk in the word like you know what you're talking about. You need to use the word with assertiveness because you know what you're talking about. The word says it, and I am walking with an assertiveness to know that it's going to get the job done. Why? Because it's the word of God. And I'm using it to accomplish what I need to have accomplished in my life. And God wants you to do it. He wants to just see, are you going to take him at his word? Are you going to take him at his word? Are you going to use what he's given you? It's time to be assertive and let that devil know, I know what I'm talking about because I know the God that I serve, and I'm not taking a back seat. I'm getting right up here, and I'm doing what I got to do with the word of God. And expecting it to come to pass. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're in agreement, right?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Is there anything in particular you want to say or you want prayer for?
Yes, ma'am. I want prayer for strength. I need to be stopped. I know I'm not headed the right way. I wasn't going that way. I know I'm not headed the right way, and I need strength to keep me away from it.
Okay, now, you said you need strength for what now?
To keep me away from doing something I ain't got no business done.
Oh, okay. All
mm-hmm.
right, well, I kind of think God kind of dealt with you a little bit with that. The word is powerful. You need to use it against that enemy, and you need to let him know where he needs to go.
Okay.
You have authority, Janice. You have authority. You have authority. God sent his son. He died on the cross. He rose from the grave and ascended to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father so that you would have power to walk in power and to use that power against the lying devil that says that he has some control over you.
Mm-hmm.
The control that he has over us most of the time, and, you know, well, it's what we give him. Take back your place. Mm-hmm. Take back your power that the enemy is lying to you to let you think that some situation, some circumstance, or something has more authority and more power over you. No, you got the power. If you got Jesus, you got the power. If you've got the word, you got the power.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's just trying to trick you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
You don't have the power. But the devil is a liar. You've already been given the power. You just got to use the power. Now it's making sense. That's why God is saying, you know, you need to mirror the, you know, you need to let the devil know you know the word. It's like the whole thing with the test and all of this, the teacher, okay, I got you. Okay, yeah, show the devil I know the word. And I'm going to use it against you, so you best get going.
Mm.
Because you don't have authority or power over me. I have the authority, and I have the power because it's already been given to me. It was paid. It's been I'm blood bought, and I possess the weapons of warfare to blow you up out of the situation. Get gone, devil. Get gone. I don't have time to be bothered with you. Jesus, hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you for Janice. We thank you, Lord, that this week that she will walk with a new assurance of who she is in Christ Jesus, knowing that she has been given power, that she can come against the enemy and have him flee. The Word of God lets us know when we submit to God, we can resist. We can't resist the devil until we submit to God. What does submitting to God mean? That means coming under his authority, coming under his word. You know, once mm-hmm. we're under his word and we're using his word, we've submitted to him, we are being given the power to resist the devil. And what is he going to do? It says he will flee. Why? Because he knows he doesn't have, he's not a match for what God has power packed in us.
Yeah.
He will flee. Resist the devil. First, you got to submit. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he's going to flee. Why? He's going to flee because he knows he can't deal with the power we possess when we use it. Use your power that God has given you with the word. And you know, walk with an assurance that you've been made more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for that. We just thank you for that. And she begins to use the word, and she begins to walk in the word. Let her digest the word. Let digest the word. Let that word become like a part of you, Janet. that when the enemy looks at you, he said, oh, no, I don't want to mess with her today. I see the word. It's active in her life.
Yeah.
Once you begin to activate the word in your life, the enemy will take notice of the fact, oh, and I'm not going to say he doesn't try people who've got the word. It's not what I'm saying. But sometimes he may try to come at you a different way because, you know, the same way that he used to come at you, it doesn't work anymore. He's going to have to, he'll have to try something else. He'll have to go, try to figure out what I need to do now with her because I see she got the word activated. And, I see it.
Yeah.
Amen. Just know who you are in Christ. And you know, the enemy, God has given you the authority where he's under your feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love the way you say that.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Well, I hope that helped you some.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. You are welcome. Anything else?
No, ma'am. That's it. I appreciate you.
You are welcome, Janice, and thanks for calling in, and you be blessed. And we call it the victory. You got the victory. Amen?
Amen. You be blessed too, baby.
All right. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Let me go back. I think these, well, let's see. Well, they're down here now. Let me try this number. 754-240. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with? Hello, 754, are you there? Well, Father, we just thank you for 754-240, more whatever their request is. God, you already know what it is, and we ask, Lord, that it be done according to your will. According to your will, let it be done. Give you the glory for it. For it, and we just give you the thanks for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I think they must have fallen asleep. All right, so let's go to our next caller. Sure. Haven't gotten that one. Okay, so let's go to 251-229, and this is Anthony Joy, who am I speaking with? Hello? 251-229? Hello? 251-229? Well, I think they are asleep, too. It's not even that late yet, guys. It's midnight. It's 1 minute till midnight. It's getting kind of late. Trying to get as many on as I could. So, Lord, we just ask that you bless them in their sleep while they're sleeping. And we ask you, God, that you'll minister to them. The angels will minister to them. Whatever they have need of, God, we thank you that it's done according to your will. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right, so let me move on to 202-722.
Hey, Angela Joy. It's Nicole from Washington, D.C.
Hello, Nicole. How are you tonight?
I am well. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I am doing good. I am privileged to take your call, Nicole.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am privileged to take your call, Nicole. Hallelujah. Let me write this down. D.C. I don't know. As I said that, Nicole, I heard the word royalty. Thank you, Lord. Royalty, royal priesthood. And I saw, like this beautiful, beautiful, like, I saw purple and I saw blue, and I just see that it's just kind of like just waving. And I felt like the Lord is saying to you that you're precious to him, but it's almost like he wants you to know that you have been set apart. And just as the word says, you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and that you are to kind of like embrace that. Embrace that. And to, you already know it. But it's almost like I feel like the Lord is saying to me to let you know to embrace it. To embrace it and to walk in a way that people will take notice that you're set apart. Because what's going to happen with that is that it's going to cause other people, you know, who say they, you know, they know the Lord and they have a relationship with God, to desire to be set apart. Because you're going to show them how to walk as a child of God that's been set apart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord, for this anointing and this thing that you put on Nicole's life. I just see this thing just like the colors just waving in the breeze. They're just wave. It's almost like, you know, when a flag, you know, when we have our flag and we put it on a pole and it waves. And, you know, people notice that, you know, I know I'm driving down the highway, especially if it's a large flag, you know, it's just waving in the breeze. Oh, look at that big old flag there, just waving. I take notice of it. I know what it stands for. I know what it represents. Land of the free, home of the brave, you know. It's just waving in the wind. Hallelujah. And I know what it represents. I don't need to go do research on it. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But I know as I see that flag waving what it represents. As your anointing just kind of waves in the atmosphere as you walk into places, they're going to take notice and say, I know what she stands for. Hallelujah. Because she's been set aside. And her true colors are showing. So I'm taking notice. So, Lord, I just thank you for that tonight. I thank you for her being set apart. And not just set apart to just be sitting over there. But set apart to make a change in the atmosphere that people will make notice, take notice, and say, I know what she represents. And it's okay. We know. I don't have to try to convince her of anything because she knows who she is. Because we know who she is, and we know what she represents. So we just give you glory for that word tonight. And we just give you honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That was interesting. Hallelujah. Well, how are you, Nicole?
I'm doing great. That was an awesome word. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I wanted to ask if you would pray for my friend Sam, who's been sick since he got back from Turkey about 11 months ago.
Oh, wow.
And he hasn't really gotten a lot better.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So do you visit Sam often? I mean, do you see him often, or is it just kind of here and there?
It's kind of here and there lately. I saw him yesterday. He has I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I was listening.
I was going to say, he has, like, abdominal pain, and he had, like, a bacterial infection, and they can't find what's wrong, but he's had to go to the ER more than 5 times, and his pain has never gone away, and so now he's just in chronic pain for like 11 months straight.
Wow. Wow. So does he take medication?
He does. He doesn't like taking medication, but if the pain gets, like, too high, then he takes it. But mostly he's just in pain without the medication. And one option is exploratory surgery, which is recommended when they can't find an accurate diagnosis. But he doesn't want to do that. But he's been really sick for 11 months.
Wow. That's something. I just heard the word cleanse. I don't know. I'm not even going to elaborate on it. I heard the word cleanse, and I don't know if that's something he's done or tried to investigate doing or anything like that, but I just heard cleanse, and I don't even know how to start to say what to do, but anyway, that's what I heard, cleanse. So, Father, we just we lift up Sam. Lord, you know the situation concerning him. You know his health conditions, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you supernaturally give him insight and wisdom, since the doctors, they are baffled at what to do. But, God, we know that you are the one who created and made him. You're the manufacturer. You're the creator. You know everything that's going on in Sam's body, and you know how to regulate it and get it right. So, Lord, I just thank you for Nicole being a part of his life and speaking words of encouragement and wisdom to him and praying for him in this situation. And so, Lord, tonight we lift up Sam, and we just ask that a supernatural intervention take place that will get him the information he needs to be well and to stay well. And, Lord, we just give you the glory for it, because we know that you are the one who is knowledgeable about everything and every intricate detail of his life and his health. So, Lord, we lift Sam up to you, Lord, and I thank you for the people that are on the line that's listening. Lord, we just thank you, that, Lord, that there will be people on the line listening tonight that will call out Sam's name throughout the week and, put the petition before God concerning his health. And, Lord, I will make a note, and I will try to look at this and remind myself to keep Sam lifted up, expecting, not just as some ritual, but expecting for information and for change to take place for his life and for healing to come forth in Jesus' name. We just give you the glory, and we give you the honor, because we know you're God, and we give you the praise forevermore. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right. Well, I will definitely make note of
this. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm trying to do this for me as well as for everyone, because I just need to have more structure. And I know what God has put on my life is to intercede for people. And I know he wants me to intercede for people. And you know, intercessors gotta be on their job, you know. I gotta be doing my job. Hey, I'm trying to make room for what God wants to do in my life, so I'm trying to be obedient, because obedience brings blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Nicole, is there anything else I can pray with you about?
Yes, I have some paperwork that I'm transitioning to a new job in August, and my paperwork came over, but there were some errors in the calculations, and I sent it, the corrections, back on Friday, and I think they're going to be reviewed at the beginning of the week tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to pray for favor with that.
Okay, when are you supposed to start the job?
August 23rd.
Okay. All right, August 23rd. That's my mom's birthday. Well, she's no longer with us, but all right. So August 23rd, I can write that down. All right. Well, God, we just thank you that every detail concerning this paperwork and everything that needs to be expedited because of in connection with this paperwork, we count it done. Lord, we thank you for working out all the issues or any kind of situation with that paperwork to make sure that it's completed and done. And we just come against any form of delay that would try to work against what you want done according to your will. We just come against any form of delay that is not connected with the will of God for Nicole and this job. And so, Lord, we thank you for it. We call it done according to your plan and your will for her life. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise as Nicole rests in you on this. She rests in you. She releases this to you and rests in the fact that you've got it and you've taken care of it and you're working every detail out for your glory and for her benefit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory. I just love
and your
listening to your voice.
You said listen to my boy?
Yeah, I like listening to your voice. It's kind of, it's happy.
thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, your voice is like, I don't know, it just makes me smile.
Yay. I wanted to say, you said your mom is no longer with us, and I think she is with us, but in heaven. So in other words, for those of us who are in Christ, we're all his, but the location of
it
where
changed.
We are. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And she is with me, and it's so cool that you picked up on that because, she's no longer with me in the physical here. And I was telling somebody a story about my mom just yesterday. My mom was, like, 45 when she had me, and my dad was 48. And I came.
Wow.
Yeah, I came last, had some. Three other siblings. My oldest sibling was kind of like a surrogate mom because she was 23 when I was born. My brother was 17 when I was born, and the sister next to me was 14, almost 14 when I was born. And, my mom was a very interesting lady. I can say that. And she just really, I knew she loved me, but she was very strange about the way she would show me. And it was just a matter of fact conversation that my mother never hid from me the fact that she did not expect me to come. And she wasn't really happy when she found out about the news. So, I grew up knowing that. I didn't feel any kind of real, like, rejection about it. It was just, like, common knowledge. Okay, you came. I didn't expect you to come. I'll love you. But, this is just the situation that I didn't expect. And so, I kind of grew up like that, and it was just so weird. But she was very blunt, very upfront about how she felt about things. But God, just to say all of that, to say this, is that God is a God of perfect timing. I grew up, knowing about the Lord as a very small child, I felt like angels were around me and Jesus was my friend. Even though I didn't, I'm not going to even go into that tonight, but that's how I felt growing up. Maybe my mom prayed the Psalms over me, and it was like he was just right there. The way she would pray the Psalms over me, like Psalm 37 and, just different Psalms, the 23rd Psalm, and it was like Jesus was always there. And, so that really kind of, I think, shielded me from having any kind of weird feelings about the things she would say about me coming so late. But, God understood her, and he knew what she was saying. And he was so gracious with her that All of my siblings have passed. They've been dead my brother, he died in 2008, 3 weeks before she died. But my other sisters, they've been dead about 40 years now. But it's like I was the only person living. Look at God, y'all. Listen to this. God has perfect timing. And this even goes into what you're waiting for with your paperwork. God has perfect timing for everything because he knows everything that's going on that we have no clue about. Had my mom not had me at such a late age, there would have been no one to bury her because all of the siblings were dead, my aunts and uncles were dead, and my father was dead. I was the only living relative that could bury her.
Oh, wow.
So God knew to delay my birth, and she was just a carrier because he had to get me here at a particular time, at a particular place, to do part of the assignment that he's called me to do in the earth. So y'all be encouraged by that. That's why the Word of God tells us don't be anxious for nothing. Nothing. We are not to be anxious, but we're supposed to just know that God has perfect timing for every situation that we're going through. He knows exactly what he's doing. He doesn't miss a beat. He didn't forget God. And he knows things that we don't know. We could never know because we're not God. But he knows. You know, I had posted that scripture today. It's Philippians 4:6-7. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, look at all of this. He, first of all, he's speaking to us about being anxious. But then on top of that, he goes back and reminds us where we need to get our peace from. And it's from God. And let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that it will guard your heart and your mind, because that's what the devil want to play through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. I don't know how I got all over there, Nicole. I couldn't tell you. I'm not going to even go into that. I don't know how I ended up way over there, Nicole. But my God, I just had to put that out there somewhere in the airway. Somebody got it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, my sister. Well, is there anything else?
No, that was everything. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. So glad I got to talk to you and you called in. And be blessed, and be encouraged, and know that we're praying and believing that everything's going to work out because you love God and you're called according to his purpose. So he's working that out. He's working it out for you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. All right. You're welcome, Nicole. Good night. All right. Praise God. God is such a good God, isn't he? He loves us. Hallelujah. Let's go to 305. 200. And who am I speaking with?
Hi, Angela. This is Donald and Tanya.
I was going to say it's down in South Florida. I know because that's a 305 area. That used to be my hanging out spot down there, you know, from Orlando to Miami to Fort Pierce, all those three spots, you know. So, hey, I knew it was like Florida. Miss my home state. Hallelujah. So, Tanya, you on? Just you?
Yes, yes. We were trying to call you from the 754, actually, and it didn't work. Yeah.
No, I'm here, too, Donald.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, Donald. All right. Praise God. Well, Lord, we just thank you for Donald and Tanya. And Tanya, tonight, I just want to pray. I'm going to pray for you. And just it's like the Lord is there's a sweetness that God is like, he wants to just douse you in. Like, I see honey. I opened my mouth and said that. I saw honey. Honey. Honey has significant properties in it that do specific things. And not only is it sweet, but let's tell you what honey is. And what it, well, you know what honey is, but let's talk about some stuff that honey can do. Hallelujah. And I think it's in connection to what God wants to say to you, Tanya. Hallelujah. Honey. Let's just talk about honey. Honey from the rock. That's a scripture. Man, I'm all over the place. Okay, so let me kind of get myself together here. All right, so, all right, honey. I wanted to see, okay, hold on, y'all bear with me. Benefits. Huh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Research has shown that raw honey can kill unwanted bacteria and fungus. It naturally contains hydrogen peroxide and antiseptic. Ha! Oh, glory. Honey heals wounds. It's an effective germ killer. Ha! My God. Glory be to God. It also helps protect plants from harm. Hallelujah. It keeps insects away. It's a shield. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. I saw honey just all over you. We're going to say it's going to keep the pestilence away from you. Right now, I look and I see the word insect. Those are pestilence. The pestilence. God says he's keeping them at bay because you're dipped in honey. Honey from the rock. Hallelujah. It's going to treat some wounds, and it's going to help you deal effectively with any unclean or thing that would try to enter your atmosphere to trigger something that could be negative. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My God, we give you glory for covering her and making her sweet when the devil try to say she need to be bitter. Ha! My God, we give you glory that you have covered her with an antioxidant against the fiery dart of the enemy that would try to penetrate and bring something negative against her. Hallelujah. It's an antibacterial, antifungal properties it has. So, Lord, we just thank you that every lying thing that would try to come against her, she's covered with the honey, honey from the rock, hallelujah, that the enemy cannot penetrate and that she will continue to be able to ward off every effect that the enemy is trying to bring into her atmosphere. We thank you for it, Lord, and we thank you that she going to stay sweet. She's going to stay sweet when the enemy says she can, you know, he wants to bring bitterness. But you're going to stay sweet, Tanya, in spite of what you have to go through, what is coming your way, what is trying to come at you. You're going to be sweet. Hallelujah. So we just thank you for that. And we give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, hold on a moment here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me just go to this scripture here. He nourishes him. This is in, there's another one here. Hallelujah. I'm going to read both. All right, so in Deuteronomy 32:13, there's part of the scripture that says he nourishes him with honey from the rock and with oil from the flinty crag. So there's nourishment that God is giving you, excuse me, from the way he's nourishing you. That's why it's almost like I saw that over you. He gives you nourishment. He's giving you what you need to fight off, because like when someone is undernourished or malnourished, they really are kind of like pray for all kinds of illnesses and things to attack their body. Why? Because their body is not, excuse me, it's not set up in a way to defend, drink some lemon water. It's not set up in a way to have a defense mechanism that will go off to keep things from attacking it, because why? It's malnourished. So it's open to all kinds of things. So this honey I saw over you, it's like I went to the word and it says he nourishes him with honey from the rock. God's nourishing you so that when the enemy tries to come in, he can't have any, he can't do no damage the way he wants to, because God is nourishing you personally. And in Psalms 81:16, it says, with honey from the rock, part of that says, I will satisfy you. Hallelujah. Not only is he going to nourish you, Tanya, to keep off the pestilences and the the bacteria and the things that would try to attach itself to you in this world, he's nourished you with the honey, and on top of that, he's going to satisfy you. Hallelujah. My Amen. God from glory. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So
Lord, we just thank you for that tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Lord, we just thank you for Donald. And as I was saying your name, Donald, or thinking about when I was going to say, it was like I heard the word fortress. We just going to play a little bit tonight. Let's see. Oh, and God's going to speak. Hallelujah. Fortress. We all know what a fortress is. We know that God is our fortress. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is our fortress. And I heard the word fortress, a fortified place. My God, glory be to God, a stronghold, a large and permanent thing that's not going to be moved. It's fortified. Hallelujah. And I sense to say that the fortress, that God is building in you a fortress of defense, almost like Tanya, but Tanya's was honey. But with yours, I heard the word fortress. But it basically has the same thing, because you all are united in the spirit in this area to do damage to the kingdom of God, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you have a fortress. The hand of God, the word of God, has built a fortress, and you're to remain in the fortress, in that secret place, under the shadow of the Almighty, and be strong, and know that no matter how the wind blows or what the situation is, you have been given the power to remain and to dwell in a fortified place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, to remain and to dwell in a fortified place for against every attack of the enemy. And the unity that needs to come between you all, the devil will have something to reckon with when he's dealing with a fortified place and one who has honey that resists everything that's sent to destroy because of the nourishment that God is given to build up and to grow and to become all that God has called you to become. And we thank you for this word. We thank you for that fortified place that Donald has built himself up in the word with, that when the enemy comes, he can, oh, no, devil, not today. I'm in a fortified place. I've got the ammunition. I've got the weaponry. And not only that, I'm fortified. I'm in a fortified place with God. You can't handle what God is doing in and through me. Back off. Back off. And I believe, Don, when you walk in that type of authority with an understanding that you can speak the word and there's power with the word, it's power packed. It's going to have the devil scratching his head thinking like, do I really want to do this? Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight for them. We thank you, Lord, for them walking together in that place that you're calling them to, that the glory of God, I see like a bright, shining light that represents to me, it seems like, walking with the glory of God. And so, Lord, we just thank you that, thank you for that and give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are y'all still there?
Yeah, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, you receive it.
Amen, Jesus. I was like, Lord. Woo, glory. All right, y'all. Y'all want to share something on that, or you got a prayer request?
Well, no, we just had a prayer request. We have a child that's coming. So we just want to pray, for the child and the well-being and, you know, whatever God puts on your heart regarding that.
So what are you having, a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. It's a boy.
Excuse me. How far along are you, Tanya?
6 months.
6 months. Okay. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just thank you. We just thank you. We thank you for this new life, this child that's coming into the world. I just saw like a house. And I heard the word foundation. I saw a house, I heard the word foundation, and then I heard the word love. And then it just like saying to me that, you know, a house built on the foundation of love, this child is going to, you know, be kind of like, I don't know, like this child is going to have something that's going to have something to do with the foundation of love with you all. I don't know how to explain it. That's just saw a house, I saw a foundation, and I heard the word love. And we just speak peace, we just speak health, and Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this child will just represent, you know, and now I'm thinking about me. As I don't know why I told the story, I guess y'all listened, that I was the last one to come. This child, I feel like, has a special position in that house, special place, a special something, all we all do. But there's something that's connected with the foundation and love with this child, and that's all I'm getting. But I'm thanking God in advance for a safe delivery, pregnancy, you know, continual, you know, health-wise is good. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you'll be able to just have an easy delivery. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Angela.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. Hallelujah. Well, y'all down there in South Florida, how's the weather been?
It's been raining a lot. It's been raining mostly every day. But other than that, it's been all right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got some people coming. Actually, they came up from Fort Lauderdale today, so they're coming to my house tomorrow. We have planned a birthday party for their uncle, who will be 85 this weekend. So I've got people coming up from South Florida. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad to talk to y'all. Anything else?
No, that was it. We just appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. It's a pleasure talking to y'all, and be blessed, and I just, you know, I'm just excited about your new little one coming. How many kids do you all have?
This will be the third. This will be the third. Third boy.
Oh, okay.
Third boy.
Oh, okay. So it's like me. I had three boys. I didn't get a girl.
Yeah.
And they're so uniquely different. Oh, my goodness. I mean,
yeah.
Like, they're so different, you know. So how old is the oldest one?
The oldest one is 7 years old. And then the little one is one. He just turned one. And then now we're going to have the third one.
What's his name, the third one?
The third one, we don't know yet. We still,
okay.
We still, I've been praying on it and just asking God, you know, what name does he has in mind?
Okay.
But we don't, even
yeah,
my mom asked us that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she said, you guys still don't have a name? I said, not yet.
Why is it you don't have a name? Were y'all hoping for a girl?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she was, yeah, we got the girl name.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all sound just like I was. I had three boys, and the last one, I couldn't come up with a name for a while. Yeah. And then so he ended up getting four names, well, three names and then his last name, but I was like, I did to him what somebody did to me. I ended up with four names, and, you know,
wow.
I said I wasn't going to do that to anybody, but I did it to him. But, yeah, I was kind of late getting a name, too, because I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to have a girl this time. No, mm-hmm. Got three boys. They're all J's, though. We all kept it in the J's, though.
Yeah.
No. All right, guys. Well, good talking to y'all. And so, Tanya, how's your pregnancy been? It's been good?
Yeah, how's the pregnancy been?
Oh, I couldn't
Hello?
Hear.
Hello? You couldn't hear? No, she said it's been fine, like, so far this pregnancy.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the little one making noise.
That's okay. All right,
yeah,
guys.
Not,
well,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of, you know, I didn't feel like, yes, okay, good. I was trying to get that as a confirmation because I kind of felt that it had been a good pregnancy. So good. Amen. All right. Well, I'll let you guys go. Get back and taking care of your little ones. It's late. So,
yeah.
All right, well, God bless, and we look forward to talking to you all again sometime soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right, good night. All right.
Bye.
All right, guys, I've got dogs barking in the background. And let me see where I'm at right now. All right, so I've got 305, and so let me move on down here to 682. 738-56. Well, I'm not gonna give it. I forgot. I'm giving the whole thing. I got distracted because my dogs are out there acting. They're acting up. All right. So I've got 682-738, and this is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with?
Hey, Angela Joy. This is LaShawn from Texas.
Oh, hi, LaShawn. All right, LaShawn. I gotta step away for a minute because these dogs are aggravating
okay.
me. I'll be right back.
All right.
All right. I am back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was like, I got one whining and the other one, like, scratching at the door. Hallelujah. So, LaShawn, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, praise God. So we just thank God for LaShawn from Texas tonight, the great state of Texas. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, and as I said, the great state of Texas, I just heard, like, I saw the great state of Texas, and I just heard, like, New Frontier. Hallelujah. And I saw, like, you know, it's just like and I heard the word expansion, new frontier and expansion. And I saw people traveling. Excuse me. So I just equivalated that to you as traveling, new frontier, expansion. those words. And, Lord, I just thank you for it. I don't know if there are specific things that LaShawn has had in mind to do. You know, I see you just as multifaceted, which means that the giftings of God are a variety of things that you can do. And it's almost like I sense to tell you to focus in on, well, with expansion, it's almost like I feel like the Lord says expansion, but focus in on the things that are primary that God wants you to do now and kind of just shelve some of the other things to later. That's part of the expansion. But right now, the things that God is putting on your heart to do, do that. And then it's like new frontier and expansion is going to open up. But be diligent to keep your hand to the plow, to what God has already put your hand to the plow to do. And be faithful in that. And because it's almost like sometimes I just sense that there's a desire and you want the newness that God is going to bring, that he wants you to have the expansion and the new frontier and all of that. But it's almost like, it's just like, just do what I told you to do now, because that will automatically come with the faithfulness of what God has already put your hand to the plow to do. It won't even be hard to do when you are going to accomplish what he's called you to do now, because that other stuff is going to automatically just open up. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for the calling of God that's on her life. We thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of God, that you have shown yourself mighty and as a source of everything that she could ever need or want. You have shown, LaShawn, that you are that, and you will always be that from now until the end. You will remain the same. And so, Lord, I thank you for it. I give you the glory, and I give you the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, LaShawn. Yes. So how are we tonight?
We doing great. Blessed. We doing great.
Good. Anything you want to share with us?
Well, no, I was going to ask for prayer for my daughter and my son.
Okay. Daughter and your son. Amen. Do you want to say their names?
Jamari and Jasmine.
Jamari and Jasmine. Hallelujah. How old are your children?
My daughter should be 30, and my son is 23.
Amen. We had a little gap there, didn't we?
Yes. Yes. My daughter, she have two boys, and
okay.
my son, we don't have any kids.
Okay. Well, praise God. Well, Lord, we just lift up Jamari, and we lift up Jasmine, and we just thank you, God. And I just want to sense to tell you, LaShawn, that you're a little bit like me. And God says, you know, he's got it. He's got them. And this freedom thing, I sense that is connected to, you know, like kind of you releasing some stuff so that God can do some stuff, so that he can go ahead and do the expansion and new thing in your life. And it has to do with some of the things that are connected to your family. And it's like God is saying, I got it. I got them. I got you. I got the whole world. And he's got the whole world. And he's got you, LaShawn. He's got the whole wide world. And he has LaShawn and Jasmine and Jamari, and it's going to be well.
Amen.
It is well. Hallelujah. And so release it so I can release you to do the things that I know I want you to do in the earth. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
Continue to be diligent by the things, about the things that he's already placed in your hands to do. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it appears to be. But just know that when God gave it to you, when he told you to do whatever it is he's told you to do, he's a faithful God. And even though it may not look like it's doing what you wanted to do, God is using it to do what he wants it to do. And that's all we
Amen.
Need to be concerned about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's not about anything except for being obedient. Obedient. Lord really downloaded that into my spirit yesterday when I had this long talk with him. It's like, obedience brings blessing. Obedience. Don't look at the circumstance. Obedience. Obey me. I got this. I know what I'm doing. You don't know what I'm doing, but I know what I'm doing. I'm God. Should the clay tell the potter how to form it? Huh. Words say we don't have that kind of authority. We don't tell him what to do. He tells us what to do, and we obey and we follow the instructions because we know there are benefits attached to obedience. So you stay faithful in what God has called you to do, and you continue to plow because in season and at harvest time, it's going to reap. You're going to reap, and it's going to bring forth fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah,
I tell you, that's
is.
Confirmation. Because she told me keep my hands fly to the cloud. So that's just confirmation. You always come back
Amen.
And get confirmation. Always.
Amen. Amen. He
so
will.
That's just confirmation. Yeah.
He will.
So
yes.
He's good. I tell you, God is good. Even the time of resting, when my body needs to rest, coming down with this respiratory infection, I tell you,
wow.
I don't know what's in the air. This is the weirdest thing that I dealt with because I don't get colds and stuff like that. I tell you, one minute I'm sneezing, nose running, next minute congesting, ear popping, next minute. It is just strange. But I tell you what, I kept rushing. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to rest and I'm going to worship you and I'm going to get the word in me. So I tell you, he's good. When you get into that resting place, God begins to really, really speak to you. He really, really starts. It's like he prophesied to you. And it's just a wonderful thing, spending that time. You know, sometimes we have to, you know, we are called to the kingdom to do kingdom work. But sometimes we need to cover ourselves and, spend, you know, say, hey, it's time to rest. So God can revive you, re-image, you know, you know, so you can recover not only in your body but in your mind, your spirit, your soul need to recover. And how do you recover? By resting, getting in the Word of God.
Right.
So I tell you, I tell you yesterday in worship, I just cried. It's like I was crying on the chest of God. That the Holy Spirit shook me on the inside. And I say, Lord, I have not even, you know, it's been so long since I've been in this type of worship. And then the prophetic began to come on. And he began to speak to me in the prophetic realm. It's so important. And there's a season that I was doing teaching breaking bread with Jesus. You can break bread with Jesus in many, many ways. Through your prayer, worship, even just sitting at the foot of Jesus. Ask him what's on his heart. Just being in a still place. Asking him what's on your heart. What do you need to speak to me about? And just laying at the foot of Jesus. That's part of breaking the bread with Jesus. invite him to sit at the table with you. Invite him into your home. Letting his breath just, I'm telling you, it's just a place that, it's just a place to be. Just a place to be. Some people just don't believe in that, but I'm telling you, I've seen it for myself, and it's just a place that you don't even want to leave. And you
Amen.
Will receive
I understand. Yes, I do.
And he just been ministering and giving me a revelation. I know Prophet Randy been speaking about 100-fold, and I want to reach out to him about that because the Holy Spirit's been speaking to me about the 100-fold, but he gave me a deeper revelation about it. You know, your 100-fold, like you say, comes through your obedience, but also the Holy Spirit revealed to me your 100-fold come through you being prosecuted too. When you was prosecuted on your job, through your family, through friends, I'm going to give you 100-fold in your health. I'm going to give you 100-fold in all aspects. And I was like, wow, God.
Amen.
I just never seen it like this. It's not the 100-fold just in the blessing that's going to come, but he's going to give you the 100-fold on, you know, people mistreating you, talking about you.
Yes.
Jesus was prosecuting. He said, you're going to be prosecuted for my name's sake, but I'm also going to give you the 100-fold. Things that your family and co-worker had to work years for, I'm going to give it to you in the instant of an eye. I'm telling
you, my God.
I'm telling you, when you get in that place and let God and Jesus minister to you, he begins to show you why you had to go through that, why they had to drag your leg, why you had to be in the back of your family, why you thought you was the back sheep, because I'm going to bring you the 100-fold. Why the adversary keep trying to put you on a bed of affliction? Because I'm going to give you 100-fold in your health.
Mm. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm like, my God. I said, I'm going to have to call Tia Randy that the 100-fold just don't mean the blessing of the home. The 100-fold is all around.
Amen.
It's all around.
Glory.
It's everything.
Jesus.
It's everything.
You know, a lot of times
don't
live in God. Yeah, we look at stuff in a certain way where God is really wanting us to know. Sometimes we just have to, you know, sit at the feet of Jesus. I mean, we really do. We really, and sometimes we are so, we get disobedient, but we know God has told us to sit at his feet. We just keep on going like we didn't hear him. And sometimes that opens up doors to the enemy that he wouldn't have had access to had we just obeyed God and sat at his feet when we were told to. So now we sitting at his feet, and we, you know, in a way that we shouldn't be sitting at his feet because we open the door for the enemy to come in and attack. So we really have to be sensitive to the voice of God, you know. You know, even Jesus rested, you know. God rested, you know, there's a Sabbath rest. We have to have it, or we're putting ourselves in jeopardy, excuse me, of having a door open that the enemy has access into an area of our life to attack. And
that's
so we really have to listen to what God is saying. And we can't be caught up. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like I've been delivered from being all caught up in what man says I need to do and the agenda that I need to follow so I can be connected with them. I don't care about your agenda. I'm not interested in trying to be connected with you. I'm interested in being connected with God, and he will show me who I need to be connected to. And I pray he shares every door of anybody that I'm not supposed to be connected with. Because some people want you so connected to them so they can control you and they can give you orders and supersede the orders that God is giving you. But no. That season of my life, bye-bye, is gone. And guess what? I've never felt freer in my whole life. than where I am right now in my relationship with God, because it's not connected like back in the day when you had to go to the priest and through the priest you reach God. No, I can go to God now directly. When Jesus came, the veil was ripped, so I have access, and I don't have to go through
no man
to get to God. But some people are still operating that way, and they want you to come in under them and operate like the veil was never rent. The devil is a liar. I have access, and I don't have to go through no man to get to my God except Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know what that was all
and
about.
And when you were speaking, no, I know what that was for, because while you were speaking, before you even said the word access, I was saying we still have access. That was about to come out of my mouth.
Yep.
So
Jesus.
I tell you, I don't care what's going on in your life, we still have access to the throne of grace. We still have access to God's mercy. We still have access
Jesus.
To Jesus. I don't care
Amen.
If you lost your job. I don't care what is going on. We have access.
Access. Amen. Access. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And so
Hallelujah.
I tell you, that's one word that I've been saying all week. I still have access to Jesus. I'm telling you,
man.
I still have access. That
Amen.
Type of access is you look to the hill, which comes your help. That's what that means.
Amen.
Amen.
We have access, definitely. Price has already been paid.
Confirmation.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
so
you,
important.
Jesus.
You hit it. You hit it. You got to be obedient and listen to the voice of God. So what you were saying earlier, you say stay focused on what he got me doing now. And I'm telling you, he's been speaking. I'm free to start rearranging things. I'm going to rearrange the ministry. I'm going to rearrange and let me do it. You just concentrate on this. So that's just confirmation.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, God speaks. We just need to listen.
Amen.
You still there?
Amen.
Yeah, it looks like it's shutting me off. But anyway, I'm going to try to take another call because I already got that information saying it's getting ready to shut down. But anyway, LaShawn, thank you for calling in. And we know who has the answer. And thank God for the confirmation.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. All right. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. All right. I'm going to try to get another call. This switchboard may knock me off. All right. I don't think I've talked to 910709. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you tonight?
Hi. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Amen. I am doing good. Hallelujah. We just thank you for Sylvia tonight. We thank you, Lord, that, you know, I heard the word null and void. Well, we just come against, I saw, you know, when you said null and void, you know, you got like a contract on something and, you know, you put null and void on it, it knocks that thing completely out. It's no longer any good. It has no effect. And I just kind of, I saw that null and void and a stamp, null and void. So I don't know what that means. I just have a sense that, you know, the Lord wants you to know that the attacks of the enemy, he stamped them null and void. They're no longer effective.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to
Hallelujah.
God. So walk in a way that you know my relationship and the covenant that I have with God is sealed with the blood of Jesus, and the enemy's contract that he might have had out on me, the Holy Ghost said it's null and void. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Null and
Thank you,
void.
Jesus.
When something is null and void, it is no longer set.
Thank
but,
the Lord.
But
Hallelujah.
The Lord will want you to know to be sensitive that contracts, my God, look at Jesus. Hallelujah. Contracts are written concerning specific situations and specific things that's in the contract. And sometimes people don't read the fine print. That's how they get in trouble when they sign contracts and they think that, you know, they got this, but they didn't get that or whatever. Be sensitive to the wiles of the enemy, because whatever the contract he's had and it's been stamped null and void, you say, God, you cover whatever you didn't understand what he was doing in that particular situation, and you take it to the Father and you cover it with the blood and say, everything that the enemy has tried that I wasn't able to spy out and say, oh yeah, he tried to do this, he tried to do that,
uh-huh.
yeah, he tried to do this, and he tried to do that, but then there was some other stuff in there that you didn't really see. So
right.
he stamped it null and void, but you know how people try to get you with the fine print. They say, well, they didn't read that. So we're going to come at
uh-huh.
them in another way because this was fine print that they didn't notice. So this would come at them again because they're thinking I'm coming at them another way. But the fine print's allowing me to come in some other kind of way. So the Lord says, yes, the enemy came at you null and void. Seal the rest of it with the blood of Jesus. Say, you ain't coming in this way either, devil. You are a liar. You know, you're not going to
yes,
find
Lord.
No
Thank
access
you, Lord.
In here. You're not, you don't have access because the blood, I'm covering it with the blood. Everything I missed, everything I could remember that you came at me with, that I know about, okay, that's
uh-huh.
null and void. But the blood is going to cover everything I didn't see and didn't know about. So, Lord, we just thank you for the blood.
Thank
the
you,
The complete
Father.
Job being done. The whole contract torn up and kicked out because the blood took care of it all. Hallelujah.
Thank
we just
you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. We thank you,
thank
Lord, that she
Jesus.
Walks in,
Hallelujah.
In an understanding of the covenant of the blood relationship she has with you, and that the enemy doesn't have a trick that he'll pull that'll work against the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Father.
Oh, I just have such a good time on here with y'all. Y'all are just such a blessing. Such a blessing.
Thank
such
you,
a blessing.
Father.
Yes. Was there something in particular you wanted prayer for Sylvia?
Yes, I wanted you to pray for my brother. His name is Milton. He's facing possible dialysis and a kidney transplant.
And you said his name is Milton?
Yes.
Okay. So is he on the list for a kidney transplant?
Yes. And they said that within 7 months, but I figure God can do it in a split second. So I'm believing that it's going to be a turnaround, you know, and that he's not going to need either one of them. So I've been helping him change his diet. So I'm believing God.
Amen.
None of that is going to happen.
Amen. 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 We have to be proactive and know that we don't have to take, you know, everything that the enemy tries to throw at us. And even man tells us certain things. We need to have information that God, you know, listen for information that God will share with us on how to handle situations. So we just lift up Milton, and we thank you, Lord, for operating in his life according to how you want to operate in his life. And we thank you for the faith that, excuse me, we speak to Milton's faith, that it rise to another level where he can expect the unexpected, the supernatural
to take place in his life and have him, you know, Lord, gravitate towards you for a new level of faith concerning this thing, that he doesn't focus in so much on what man can do, but he will understand what a supernatural God can do, and that there's nothing that's impossible, nothing impossible for God. So Lord, we thank you as we speak to his faith, and that his faith will bring forth an enlightenment of the God that he serves, and that he understands that there's nothing too hard for God to do in his life. And we thank you for that. We give you the glory that he will walk at a new level of faith and receive it, whatever it is he's in need of concerning this situation with his health and his kidney. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So are you still there? Well, she dropped off, but I think she got that. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know if she dropped off or the system is dropping off. I'm going to see if I can take another call. All right. Let's see. All right, 682-738. This is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? 682-738. Hallelujah. I don't know. I think the system is shutting down. All right, guys. I think I'm going to have to shut the lines down because all the calls are dropping. Praise you, Jesus. Well, this has been an awesome night tonight. I just thank God for all that he's done. And if you're still able to hear me, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing in the earth today through Prophetic Grace Network. I'm so glad to be a part of what God has done through this ministry and is doing and will do in the future. We thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for Prophet Randy allowing this platform to be available to minister to the people that God is connecting with PGN. And I want to say good night, y'all. Love y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your prayers. And remember this week to remember those who called in and are in need of prayer for their situations. Saying good night. This is Angela Joy from Georgia. God bless.